Man with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
All right, so fans are keeping August Alsina in their thoughts after he reportedly collapsed while performing in New York last night. Paramedics were called to the scene, wearing he hadn't eaten for a couple of days. Britt, of course, interviewed August Alsina, obviously, before this, and you're going to hear that interview coming up next. Plus, she's tweeted a bit about it, and I think she put a little bit on Instagram. That's at Russ Parr Show. Plus, you can check it out on our website later today,
yes,
at Russ Parr Show, and the RussParrMorningShow.com. Gucci Mane in more legal trouble, but does it really matter? I mean, he's already serving a 39-month sentence for federal gun charges. He pled guilty to aggravated assault for hitting a fan with a champagne bottle after the man asked for a picture. Gucci Mane is going to serve both of those terms concurrently. Robin Thicke owning up to having a major issue. Now, his personal issues went public during his deposition in the ongoing legal battle with Marvin Gaye's children over blurred lines. Thicke says he was high on Vicodin and alcohol when he showed up to the studio on the day he created Blurred Lines with Pharrell, and he admits he didn't have a lot to do with the creative process. He bragged in an interview, though, with GQ last year about writing the song, but he says he only did that because he was jealous because Pharrell was getting all that shine. He wanted a little bit of it. Robin says, by the way, Russ, you were right when he came in here last year and you said he was high, because Robin says he didn't do one sober interview all last year.
I told you all.
But I didn't want to believe it because I was a Robin Thicke fan. I was like, no, not our Robin.
Yeah,
but he says he stopped taking Vicodin 2 months ago, but he's still getting drunk. I'm sorry, he says he still drinks alcohol. Let me do this story first. Iggy's ex claims she signed her rights away to that sex tape back in 09. TMZ's even got the image online. The signature gives them exclusive rights to manufacture, sell, distribute, and advertise any recordings ever. But of course, Iggy's saying, no. I was talking about for music videos. Baby, the devil's in the details. Should have read that a little bit closer. He got her, didn't he? Mm-hmm. This is a really sad story. So I'm going to give Media Takeout credit because they're reporting it.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that Love & Hip Hop star Jocelyn was beaten so badly by one of her mother's abusive boyfriends when she was a little girl that she lost 80% of her hearing in her left ear.
Wow.
After the man allegedly picked her up by her head and clapped her ears. Mm-hmm. I can't even fathom. That makes my heart like ache. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine somebody doing that to a child.
And you guys don't understand what anger, why some people have the anger that they have. Everybody was talking about how angry she was when she's doing all that fighting. And a lot of it can stem from your childhood.
I mean,
we are products of our childhood.
And you know what? That may also explain why she has a speech impediment.
Yeah.
If you can't hear in one of you, basically she's deaf in one ear if you only have 80% of hearing. That's just so sad. It makes me just sick. I'm Alfreda. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the RussParrMorningShow.com.